Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, with your new neighbors. Don't be alarmed, we're Negroes.
And now, it's Real Talk with Michael McFadden.
Yeah, don't be alarmed because it's just me. October 14th, 2015, and yes, we are broadcasting live from the first floor, right-hand Powder Springs Geologist, show number 417. If you're counting, hey, I got a great show lined up for you today, as always. Kimberly Green is going to be hanging out with us. She's going to tell us about her event. Y'all know that October is Domestic Violence Awareness Month, as well as Breast Cancer Awareness Month. She has a powerful story and a great event coming up in ATL on the 17th. Also, The Crush are going to be dropping by Maceo and Emmanuel Glaze. They're going to be hanging out with us. We got a big party going down tomorrow. We'll tell you about. DCG is in the building. Keith Roberts is in the building. And I have an admission. I got to admit something to y'all. Nah, I ain't coming out the closet, so take y'all blogs off. Hey, it's Real Talk with Michael McFadden. December 14th, 2015. Show number 417 if you're counting. Hey, we'll be right back with DCG. He's in the building.
Some people want me. I say no way, try again another day. I should be happy, not tipping the scales. I just won't play, letting my life get away.
Don't tell me.
style. It's how you express who you are without speaking. At Birth Couture Boutique, you'll find the perfect mix of unique styles and designs that bring out the fashionista in you. Birth Couture Boutique offers an exclusive collection of designs that set the tone for any and every occasion. Whether you're looking for classic, stylish, fun, or chic, Birth Couture Boutique has you covered. And the best part is, you'll look like a million without paying a million. Every woman deserves to look beautiful. At Birth Couture Boutique, that's exactly how you'll feel. Beautiful. Birth Couture Boutique is located at 147 Bank Station, Fayetteville, Georgia. Call us to schedule your personal style assessment, 678-545-1687, or visit us online at lovebirdscouture.com. That's love, B-Y-R-D-S, couture.com. Birds Couture Boutique, where exclusivity meets the everyday woman.
This is Billy Bill.
Yo, this is Mac Dew.
Yo, this is Trust.
This is Farouk.
Yo, and this is Shannon Gill.
And we're High Five.
And you're listening to Real Talk with Michael McFadden. What up, Mike?
What up, High Five? Hey, Real Talk with Michael McFadden. Today is being brought to you by Pravat, exclusive made-to-order neckwear for men with an extraordinary sense of style. Visit the flagship store at Pravat-online.com. That's Pravate-online.com. Got a great show lined up for you today. Kimberly Green is going to be hanging out with us. She's going to be talking about her event that's coming up on the 17th, which I think is Saturday, if I'm not mistaken. I got to look at my calendar. Y'all know how I be tripping. And Keith Robbins is in the building. NFL kicks off tomorrow with the Atlanta Falcons and the Saints. And my man Maceo and Emmanuel Glaze, they're going to be coming by to tell you about a party. You can hang out with us tomorrow. Shout out to SSN, ATL, Sensation Station Network. We'll tell you about that. Hey, but first, she's been down with Real Talk since show number 3, and tonight we celebrate show number 417. You can check her out every Wednesday right here, or Niecy G online, Twitter, Instagram, and all that good stuff. Ladies and gentlemen, she's in the building. My girl, Niecy G. What up, Niecy G?
Hey, Michael, what's going on?
Nothing much. I am so disappointed that I missed the Democratic national, the Democratic debate last night, because it was in Vegas. I could have turned up with Hillary and them last night.
Yeah, but did you watch it on TV?
Nah, I didn't. I didn't. I'm not even going to lie. Did you see it?
I did.
I knew I did. You did. What'd you think?
I think it was interesting. You know, I learned a lot from some candidates that I didn't know much about, like Bernie Sanders. He spoke a lot about black issues. He talked about the Black Lives Matter movement and was saying that, you know, unfortunately black people are targeted unfairly in this country and that needed to change. He also said, you know, Hillary, like the rest of the country, we sick of your damn emails. Basically saying we need to move on from that issue when Hillary Clinton was pressed for, you know, explaining her email controversy. And he felt like a lot of us, it's like, okay, enough with that. You know,
Yeah. Everybody's
tired of hearing about these emails. You know, let it go. I mean, unless y'all find something devastating or crucial to what she might have done, just let it go, you know. But it was interesting.
I was going to say, kind of like Donald Trump still asking for President Obama's birth certificate.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah,
exactly.
For real.
But everybody played nicely. You would have actually not known too much that they were against each other because they were really, I mean, they were complimenting each other. They were being very nice. Of course, Hillary, I think, came out looking like the leader in all of it. But Bernie Sanders definitely made an impression. You also had the governor of Maryland, Martin O'Malley, who I didn't know much about, and, you know, he spoke on some great points. So it's going to be interesting in the next couple of months.
Do you think, Niecy, when you look at the Democratic debates versus the Republican debates, how do you see how, like, the Republicans are so famous for attacking each other? You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
Instead of talking about the views, where when you looked at the Democratic Party, they kind of stood together, but they discussed the issues at hand.
Yeah, you know, the interesting part is that, because I did watch the Republican debate as well, they talked substance last night. You know,
substance,
they knew what they were talking about. You know, they were able to speak on different levels. They were able to speak on national security. They were able to speak on the debt crisis. They were able to speak on so many different levels. Whereas the Republican platform, it was really, to me, elementary. And I didn't hear anything of substance. I didn't hear anything, you know. And, again, I'm one of these people that if really if a Republican is about an issue that's passionate to me and I think they're good, I would vote for them. I'm not straight Democrat. I'm not one of those people that have to vote one certain way. But I did not hear anything of substance from the Republican. So, yeah, I was quite impressed last night with the Democrat candidate.
They said that the Democratic debate last night hit a record 15.3 million people, while the Republican debate, I'm looking to see how many they did. Give me 1 second. I'm sure I can find it. The Democrats did 15.3, and the Republicans did, I had to find it. I had to find it. I had to find 23. Oh, wow. Yeah, the Republicans did 23 million viewers. And I will bet, and let's be straight up, I will bet that the reason why the Republicans got so much viewership is because that they knew all the draw. It was like a reality TV show.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, it was like a reality
people
TV show.
People tuned
the
in
Trump
to
show.
Hear what Trump was going to say. Exactly.
And people saying they agree with you, Niecy. Wow, can you believe that? After 417 shows, you finally got somebody to agree with you.
Well, isn't that nice? Thank you for the person who's agreeing with me.
Hey, last night I heard the news about former NBA basketball player Lamar Odom. What's the latest on him? I know he was up in that Nevada brothel getting it in.
Oh, yeah, this is a sad story. Lamar Odom, former NBA player, ex-husband of Khloe Kardashian, was found unconscious and unresponsive in a brothel in Las Vegas. He has since been transported to a hospital where he still remains unconscious. He suffered several strokes. They found several illegal substances in his body, including alcohol, cocaine.
Wow.
And they said he was also taking a herbal Viagra. The young ladies who were in the brothel with him found him unresponsive, called 911 and reported, you know, that he was not breathing. He was ultimately breathing, but when the 911 dispatcher told him to turn on his side, he started throwing up all kinds of stuff, as reported by the owner of the Love Ranch. So our prayers are with Lamar Odom. You know, it's sad because he lost two of his friends this past summer due to this drug overdose. And we all know in the news that he was on a downward spiral of cocaine abuse and drugs. And so this is just another sad part of the story. But I'm hoping that maybe he can recover and get some rehab because, you know, he's a young man. And I just hate to see people go and waste their lives in this manner.
Yeah, I totally agree with you. And we have laughed about Lamar Odom's, you know, drug use on the show. You know what I'm saying? And the way I look at it, like you make a conscious decision whether or not you're going to do drugs or not. Bottom line, it's on you. You know what I'm saying? Yeah,
I totally agree.
You
know, but I think that's part of us being naive, too, because I hear so many people saying, no, it's really a disease. It's a disease to addiction. To me, I feel the same way because I guess because I don't have that addiction, and I sometimes find it hard to categorize it as a disease. But, you know, maybe that's my naivety and ignorance to what drug abuse really does to somebody. But I feel like you, it's a conscious decision you make.
Mm-hmm.
You have a choice to not divulge in this type of activities and live your life a certain way. And when you don't and things happen, you know, it's almost like, well, what did you expect?
Right, exactly. That was the conversation around the water cooler, you know what I'm saying, where when people say, oh, man, you know, he is in you know, he's in the hospital right now and all that kind of stuff. And that was my reaction. Like, well, what did you expect? You know what I'm saying? This guy is wilding out on drugs. You know what I'm saying? And what do you expect? We expected it. Hell, we just saw it with Lil Bobby Christina. We saw it with Whitney. But this is what I would love to see. And we talk about this all the time, Niecy G. You always bring it up. every time there is a entertainer slash celebrity that's doing real bad, whether it's a drug addiction, whether it's a, you know, food, any kind of addiction that it is, we sit back and laugh. As soon as we lose that person, everybody want to throw up their prayers for them after they die.
Right.
Pray for these folks now. You know what I'm saying?
Right. And who was
console
trying to get
them
help,
now?
You know?
Yeah.
Being in the news showing that he was on this downward spiral. Who was out there trying to get help? And the crazy part is, of course, Chloe, her mother, Chris, and her sister Kim ran to his bedside. And actually they're saying that although they signed the papers to finalize their divorce, the judge hasn't actually signed off on it. So they are still legally married, and she would be making all of the decisions as far as his medical care. You know, it does seem at some point that she tried to get him help, you know, as far as in his drug addiction. But, you know, where was his friends? Where were all these other people around him
to try
to, you know, talk sense into him to get him, get his head right and get him off of the drugs? And, you know, got to take the blame in it, you know?
I just got a page, a beeper, you know, one of them Skytel pages where the words come up. I just got one from one of my conspiracy theory buddies. He said that one of Lamar Odom's last comments to TMZ in the interview that he did, he said he did mention about some secrets that he would drop on the Kardashians. So don't think it's just coincidental that he's laying up in the hospital right now. So I just hey, he's about hey, you never know.
You never know. Because you know what? I think I heard that story last week too, that he was coming out with a tell-all book. I think I did hear that.
Yeah. Hey, watch out for them Kardashians. We're not putting that. But nah, hopefully, you know, Lamar recovers, you know, full recovery, and this is a wake-up call for him. And you know, his real true friends come out and really get Lamar Odom some help, because he was a great talent when it came to basketball. But, hey, you hooked up with that Kardashian dude, your life has not been the same. And before I let you get out of here, it seems like at least three or four times a year that we do the show, it's always somebody caught up with the Alphabet Boys. And when I say Alphabet Boys, ladies and gentlemen, I mean either the FBI, the DEA, or this time it's the IRS. Who is in trouble with the IRS now?
Trey Songz, the R&B singer, is been hit with a lien for $750,000. This debt is from his 2013 income. You know how it goes. If you think you're going to get away with the IRS, think again, because they will come after you, and they're coming after you full force. Ironically, it's the same year that Trey Songz was supposedly purchased or reportedly rented a house in Hollywood Hills for $35,000 a month. Now, if we do the math, $35,000 a month times 12, that's about $350 plus another $70, that's about $420. That's half his debt right there. Half his debt right there.
Hold on, Lisa G. You did that in your head?
Yeah.
Well, I be damned. Go, Lisa G. Well, hold on. Let me do this in my head then. So $750,000 in taxes that he owes to the IRS for 2013. You take that, take the 2, carry the 6, move that over there. It's a 0. So 0 times 0 is this. So that means that he owes that $750,000 on $2.6 million that he earned. For $2.6 million that he earned. Ah, gotcha.
Yeah, see?
If you think about it though, if you earn $2.6 million, the federal government is going to get about 26% of that. So if you take the 26% of that 2.6 is about 750. So it's $2.6 million of money that he didn't pay the taxes on.
Okay, I got you now.
Yeah. Okay. I'm sure Trigger made more than that in 2013, but it probably was those, you know, under-the-table checks that you get or that cash that you get that somehow the Alphabet Boys found out about. Yeah.
That'll do it.
Well, I just got a note from Human Resources that we don't take taxes out of your paycheck, Nisa G, so please be sure to pay your own taxes.
On it every year.
Hey, you get out of here and enjoy your weekend. Who you got tomorrow's game, Falcons Saints?
The Falcons, of course. They're playing really good, and the Saints have been playing horrible this year. I don't know what's going on with the Saints, but I'm rolling with the Falcons.
That's what I'm talking about. Hold on. How you do that math so fast to get? That was awesome.
You're so crazy.
Hey, you sound like my daughter.
They can find me on Facebook, facebook.com/NeceNay. They can find me on Instagram, I am NeceG, or they can find me at NeceGblog.com. That's NeiceGblog.com.
I'm about to send you a text. I want you to read the text message, please. Okay.
All
laugh.
Right, I certainly will.
You're really going to laugh. Hey, I'll holler at you next week.
Peace.
Peace. That's my girl, Niecy G. Check her out every Wednesday right here, Real Talk with Michael McFadden. That's my girl, 417 shows in the book, and she be paying her own taxes. Hey, don't go nowhere. When we come back, we're going to holler at Kimberly Green. She got a great event coming up. Domestic violence, overcoming cancer. Oh, her story is amazing. You're going to learn how to hear it this weekend. Hey, we'll be right back. Real Talk. Yeah.
What's up, everybody? This is Melissa Rose, and you're tuned in live with the hottest man on the radio, Real Talk with Michael McFadden.
Hey, guys, we're back. Real Talk with Michael McFadden, October 14th, 2015, show number 417, if you count. If you have not heard, Real Talk with Michael McFadden is going live Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. on Sensation Station Network. We actually made the decision about a month and a half ago. Shout out to Sean Prime over at Sensation Station Network, as well as shout out to my girl Joy. Y'all know Joy. Joy has co-hosted with me on Real Talk on numerous occasions, and I invited her to come down and be a part of the morning show with this past Tuesday. We just been testing the show out live on Sensation Station Network. You know, I'm part of the family down there at SSN ATL. But we're looking forward to cranking it up in November, Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 9. And, yep, Nikki is still going to be a part of it, but she never calls me. So, you know how that is. And we're still going to be doing our Wednesday night show, so it's all good. But, yes, I wanted to tell you that. And don't forget, later on, Keith Roberts is going to be hanging out with us. And I have an admission. Like, I'm coming clean, and I'm going to let y'all know something that's very near and dear to me. You may be surprised. You may not be surprised. So it just depends. Hey, and don't forget, this portion of the show is being brought to you by Pravat. Exclusive made-to-order neckwear for men with an extraordinary sense of style. And since the holidays are almost here, I think you got like 7 more Sundays to Christmas. Visit their flagship store at pravat-online.com. That's pravate-online.com. Our next guest. Hold on, I gotta cough. Hold on, I gotta mute. Hold on, give me 1 second. Hold on. All right, there we go. I had to get that out my throat. Hey, our next guest, I am so happy to say that I finally met her. Yeah, finally. God, it's been like 2 years or so, and she's been on the show before. It's such a pleasure to have her back tonight. Ladies and gentlemen, she is in the building again. Hey, Kimberly Green.
Hey there, my brother. Can you hear me okay?
We can hear you loud and clear. As long as you're okay. Not talking on one of them payphones, you're not at a payphone or nothing.
Like you're not even trying to clown me like that. I know. I know.
Hey, right. Miss Kimberly Green, how you been?
I've been good. I am so blessed. And thank you so much for having me on the show again. I really do appreciate it. I love you so much.
Oh, I love you too. And it was such a pleasure to meet you a couple of Saturdays ago at the event.
Yes, that was an awesome event too. Yes, indeed. Shout out to Ms. V for hosting, having her celebrity bowling to benefit sickle cell research. Yes,
exactly.
That was awesome. That was awesome.
And,
yes.
And this Saturday, you are doing something amazing. This Saturday, and you know, with October being not only Breast Cancer Awareness Month, but also Domestic Violence Awareness Month, last month, I think at the end of September, I had one of my classmates on, Christy Tucker Sims came on, and as we were coming into Domestic Violence Awareness Month, we had an awesome conversation with Christy, and now after talking to Christy, like she's just been on the road, gone. I was so happy we were able to holler at her before she got on the road. But you have an event coming up this Saturday in Atlanta, and you're going to tell your story, overcoming domestic abuse and how to maintain wellness in spite of cancer. Girl, you got a lot going on.
I do. I have so much going on, but you know what? Even though I have so much going on, it's really not about me. It's about where God placed me so that I can assist others and allowing him to use me. And I'm so thankful to, you know, even go through the hard times, because we forget, because we get caught up in our feelings. And I understand it because, yes, I've been there. You know, I had to tell a couple of good friends of mine who were trying to, you know, encourage me out of the funk that I was in for a second. I told them, you know what, y'all just leave me alone for about 2 days. Me and my feelings need to have a latte. Mm-hmm. We need to just work it out, you know, and then I'll be back on track. And that's what I had to do, because I tell you what happened. Now, the domestic violence happened some years ago, and I'll touch on that in a second. What happened to me most recently was I was in a committed relationship, and my partner my gentleman friend left me the day before my oncology appointment, already knowing that I was facing cancer, because I was very open, you know, with him about that. I was diagnosed last year in July, and I actually have uterine cancer. And so it's not breast cancer, but all cancer, and all cancer awareness and prevention, I think, is important. And so I took the opportunity to, of course, you know, develop the event for this time, and I'll touch on that in a second. What I discovered in my own experience of sitting down having that latte with myself was that there is a subculture that happens to women a lot. I actually have two people in my circle that happened to, you know, and so we're in these relationships where it's been wonderful and we're, you know, operating on commitment and very much moving forward, very possibly toward marriage, you know, whatever that level of commitment is, we're starting to rely on that significant other, and that significant other then leaves. And it throws you, you know, more so than the fact that you're just dealing with the illness and dealing with surgery, because I've been recommended for surgery and also for radiation and chemotherapy. You know, and so, again, I just had to really just take account of everything and just stop and shut everything down for a second, you know, and kind of regroup, you know, and realize, okay, you know, even though I allowed myself to rely on someone, it's still really about relying on myself and doing the best self-care that I can. And so from that came an organization, which I'm not going to say the name just now because it's still under development, but it basically is the nonprofit that this is developing into for the future, for going forward, and that is to assist folks, men and women, because I'm sure it happens to men too, but for men and women who find themselves without their significant others or without their support system when they need them the most. Okay.
I think that's a scary part for people. Like even in marriage, like, you know, you make your vows and you commit to your spouse and you say for better or worse, sickness and health, but then that health thing come up, and I've heard of a lot of stories where, you know, whether it was the husband or the wife that came ill, and then next thing you know, the spouses disappear almost. Like, what happened? Like, you know, what is it that they're afraid of? I don't understand that.
I don't know. And, you know, because of this, I talked with a couple of learned colleagues of mine, and we just basically, I'm going to take you back with the term, we kicked the bobos about it, right? Because I needed to know what was going on. I just needed to know. And what they said was perhaps, and the two of them are men, they said perhaps as a man, the feeling was that I can't take care of the situation, so I don't know what to do, therefore I shut down. And I'm like, okay, I can understand that, I can process that, but that's not what we need. That's what we need you to step up the most. You know, we don't need you all to shut down, and especially if the woman in the partnership is anything like me, because I'm very vocal, I'm very communicative, I'm very clear. You know, I'm also encouraging. And I will say what steps are coming up and ask you three or four times, you know, are you ready for this? Is there anything else that I need to tell you or say?
Right.
What adjustments do we need to make? You know, anything like that, so that I'm not faced with that kind of situation. And so, you know, then when it comes up anyway, it's more than just the person disappearing at that point of need. It then makes me look back at the relationship as though it was a lie, because I've gotten, you know, confirmation all along the way that these things are okay and these steps that I've taken you. So it's essentially like, you know, a child going through school, let's say fifth grade, and they want to go into middle school now, and I can't pass you into middle school because I found out that everything that you did, Trey, was actually somebody else's work, you know. So it's amazing.
And what you don't want to do and what people don't want to do is hide that, you know what I mean? Like, you don't want to go into a relationship and hide something, whether it's, you know, whether it's an illness or whether it's baggage that you may be bringing to the table, you know, whether it's your credit score or whether it's your, you know, lack of, you know, you don't want to do that. You want to be as honest as possible up front and have them make that decision to say whether or not they want to continue to move forward, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely. I am not a chick of subterfuge, I tell you. I would rather know. I don't want you staying with me under false pretenses, and I don't want you throwing lies at me trying to keep me. Let's be honest, you know, to a fault and to a point. Up front, put it on the table, get it out in the open. I'll tell you what I feel I can handle, what I can't. If we can work out something together, then we do that as a couple, whatever the case is. You know, but yeah, it's absolutely essential. If you want success in your relationship, then
you
have to start there. You know,
there you
if you don't want success, then you'll find out. You will eventually find out.
Let me ask you, Kimberly, like, you know, whenever you go back through this story, because this Saturday, October 17th, 8 p.m., is free to participate, but you must RSVP, ladies and gentlemen. Each participant has an opportunity for exclusive session for photos with their celebrity photographer. But in order to RSVP, you got to call the number 404-454-5118. And what I'll do is I will put it up on Facebook and IG and all that kind of stuff. My question, Kimberly, I was asking is, you know, when you tell the story, has it gotten to a point to where it is not at, where it doesn't hurt as much from an emotional point of view when you tell your story, or do you still go back to that place in time?
My 2 days with my latte, that was my emotion to that, and that was because I have too much to do, you've been around me, we've talked before, so you know some things about me, you know, my being an entrepreneur, my being an author, my having, the video ministry that I had before, which I'm going to start again. So I have a plethora of things, you know, a full plate, let's say, and I really didn't have the luxury of time. I didn't have the time to sit and have a tea party. I had my 2 days. You know, it was painful for those 2 days. I allowed God to work it out in those 2 days, and then I got back to work, you know, and he gave me this mission, and I'm so excited about the event, and it's actually 8 a.m. because what we're doing is taking pictures at the studio throughout the day. So it starts
at
8 a.m.
Did I say p.m.? I'm sorry, I did
yes,
say p.m.
You did.
I'm so used to working at
most
night.
Most events are in the evening. Yes, most events are at the evening, but we are doing this one during the day. And, again, I'm just so excited about that where, you know, women and men get to come. They can have, you know, their picture taken. We're actually listening to the stories. We're, you know, helping coach them through anything, you know, as we can. If they're open to hearing that, we're there to be loving and supportive, you know, and we're just excited to showcase their victory in overcoming cancer, their victory, even if they help their loved one overcome. You know, we want to hear that story. That story needs to be told. You know, also in regards to domestic violence, and I'll touch briefly on, you know, my experience. Like I said, that was some years ago, and I'm thankful that I wasn't completely under it the way that I have seen some people, you know, live their lives. For me, and it was only by the grace of God in my situation that I was not so far in it that I could not step away, you know,
gotcha.
And because of, and because of how he was, you know, it did get violent. That was the abuse portion. It was emotional, mental, and physical. And you can imagine, honey, any bruise on this skin, child, please. I had much makeup, much concealer. Oh my goodness, it was not a pretty sight, you know. But he hit me the first time, and I just couldn't believe it. And I said, okay, this is not happening to me. And that's what happens to a lot of women, you know.
Mm-hmm.
You're like, I don't understand. And you're fogged in the days of I don't understand. And you convince yourself that it won't happen again. And he has to convince you that it won't happen again. And trust me, ladies, it will happen again. You know, once he hits you that first time, let it go. I know you think you need a man. I know you think you need him. Let it go. Walk away. Save your life, because it can escalate to the point where you could possibly lose your life, and your life is important. And you have to know and believe in yourself and know that we believe in you, that you can walk away, and we will assist you, you know, in doing that any way that we can. And so, again, we want to hear the – I'm sorry. Go ahead, honey.
No, I was going to say that's awesome. You know, one thing that I learned from Christy when she was on, that, you know, her abuse wasn't necessarily physical, but he was more possessive than anything.
Mm-hmm.
And that is also considered, you know, domestic abuse. And then over the past week or so ago, I got caught up watching this O.J. Simpson, the tapes of O.J. Simpson that they released. And O.J. Simpson's domestic violence with Nicole Brown Simpson. And one thing that the Kardashian mom talked about was she was mad because she didn't realize how bad it was. Even though they were good friends, she just didn't realize how bad it was for Nicole Brown Simpson and what she could have did to jump in. So, it, like you said, you think it may happen one time, and then next thing you know, that one time turns to two, and then now all of a sudden the woman or even the male is blaming themselves for being, you know, beat up on. You know what I mean?
They're blaming themselves for getting hit. And you know what else, Michael? They are ashamed of being in that situation, ashamed to not know how to get out or think that they can get out of that situation. And then they have the abuser still bullying them, telling them, you better not let your friends know. You better not let your family know. And they already know the pain that can come with them being unhappy. So they want to make sure that they make everything as pleasant as possible and the oppression continues. And so I understand, you know, Kris Kardashian's emotion about not knowing. She wouldn't know because the culture is that the woman conceals the event because she wants to keep her house as happy as possible so that she doesn't experience more pain. She doesn't understand that she is being constantly oppressed and is essentially emotionally dying. You know, and so that she would not have known. She would not have known. I will tell you the time that I was in it, and I wasn't in it. I was in the relationship with him for the better part of a year and a half. And again, my incidents were only two within there, but there was certainly oppression in between. Okay, my family did not know. My one best friend who was in the city that we lived in at the time, she knew because she had experienced it herself, so she knew what to see. But everyone else, no one else knew. No one else knew. And I didn't go extremely out of my way to conceal it, but until I had that light bulb moment where I realized, okay, wait a minute. First of all, you are who you are. You were grown up a particular way. You didn't experience this kind of abuse in your family. You know that your family loves you and will back you up because what we hear all the time is your family doesn't love you. They don't even talk to you or they don't call you. And see, they'll stop the phone calls, they'll stop the visits because no one wants to be around that abuser because they're so unpleasant. And so once I had that light bulb moment, that was when I knew I was done. Come hell or high water, I was done.
That's like family members getting a lot of time in jail. You know, your family member get 15 years in jail, and that first month or so, you down there putting money on his books and making sure that everything's going good. But probably about 6 weeks into it, it gets old, and now all of a sudden you gone. Mm-hmm. That's amazing. And this Saturday, starting at 8 a.m., they'll be able to hear the entire story. Kimberly Green, she tells her story, overcoming domestic abuse and how to maintain wellness in spite of cancer. I got to ask a question before you go. You know, going through everything that you've been through, Kimberly, and you're so strong and you're your social media, like you talk, like you're very sociable. You know, you get out and have fun and enjoy yourself. What did you learn most going through some of your most trying times about yourself?
I learned that I was stronger than I thought I was, and that if I didn't look to be the strong person in front of other people, and I've never been a person who relies on what other people think of me, but as a person who was strong in her, is strong in her family, is strong among her friends, I'm often looked to be that strong one. If I don't look to myself as, oh, I have to be Wonder Woman 24 hours a day, then I realize it's okay if I need to take a minute. It's okay if I need to take a mental health day. It's all right if I need to fall back and regroup and then rely on the Lord to instruct me. And now for those, you know, who are not God conscious, I would say pay attention to what you are telling you, because there's always an inner knowing, whether you identify that as the Lord or some other consciousness, there's always an inner knowing. And it's okay to not be everything that you believe you ought to be at this moment, mm-hmm. because we yet have growth that has to occur. And, Michael, if you don't mind, before I go, because I know we have to hurry, I did want to mention two special sponsors. Can I do that?
Certainly.
Is that okay?
Of course.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much. My one special sponsor that the event is actually, and there's a subsequent video coming forth, which is it's amazing. We'll talk about that later on. That person, the founder of that is Corey Love. The movement mm-hmm. is the I Am Worth It movement, and it is located at the IAmWorthItMovement.org. Basically, I Am Worth It is dedicated to promoting self-love, independence, and personal growth. And so you can see why that was a good fit for us,
mm-hmm.
you know, and for the ministry that's coming forth on Saturday and beyond. And then also to Kids Clientele, and that's a very special lady named Natasha Carroll, who has an amazing story herself, which I won't share for her. I'll let, you know, give her the opportunity to share. She will be there Saturday. And she does a variety of things, especially with helping children in our local communities. And right now she's having a fundraiser where she's collecting socks. So if anyone can, you know, donate, you know, new socks, please, people. But, yes, donate new socks for the babies. We would certainly appreciate it.
Man, that's how cool we are. We really appreciate it. And for those that want to come out and hear your story this Saturday, stop laughing at me, Kimmy. You know when you're cool with somebody, be like, man.
I know.
Don't
listen,
do me like that.
It's all written right there in the ball now. When you saw me, you're like, ah.
Look, some of my cool girlfriends be like, girl, let me tell you. I be like, hello. So you completely understand what I'm talking about.
I do.
Tell
all
people that want to wake up with you this Saturday, 8 a.m., how they can get more information and how they can come hear your story on your story on courage. Definitely got to say courage, but overcoming domestic abuse and how to maintain wellness in spite of cancer.
And thank you. And, yes, again, my name is Kimberly Green. You can find me on Facebook at Kimberly Kim Possible Green. You can reach me by telephone at 404-454-5118. And you can also reach me by email at ourbeautymarks@gmail.com.
That's awesome. Kimberly, I got about three eligible bachelors that I'm trying to set up. I ain't going to mess with you. Kimberly, get out of here. Get out of here.
No, look, you don't want me to mess with them. You know I am a force and a wonder.
They ain't ready.
Right, they ain't ready.
They ain't ready. Kimberly, hopefully you have an awesome event this Saturday, and anytime you need a platform to talk. And I got to get you in studio for the morning show. You got to come hang out with me on the morning show, okay?
Wonderful. Thank you so much. I would be
you
so
are
delighted.
So welcome. You are so welcome. All right, you get out of here. Bye. Have a good night.
All right, bye. Love you much.
Love you too. Hey, Kimberly Kim Possible Green on Facebook. The event is this Saturday starting at 8 a.m. For more information, go to her Facebook page, Kimberly Kim Possible Green, or to RSVP. All you have to do is pick up the phone and call 404-454-5118. She's going to be telling her story of overcoming domestic abuse and how to maintain wellness in spite of cancer. Hey, don't go anywhere, because when we come back, we're going to find out what them dirty birds going to be doing tomorrow and how you can hang out with us tomorrow. And I have a confession. I'm going to confess something, and it might not be pretty to some of y'all. Hey, don't go nowhere. It's Real Talk with Michael McFadden, show number 417. Nikki's back. Can't you tell?
Slowly realizing, don't give to you. Really like, I really like. Oh, I can't really explain it.
You express who you are without speaking. At Birth Couture Boutique, you'll find the perfect mix of unique styles and designs that bring out the fashionista in you. Birth Couture Boutique offers an exclusive collection of designs that set the tone for any and every occasion. Whether you're looking for classic, stylish, fun, or chic, Birth Couture Boutique has you covered. And the best part is, you'll look like a million without paying a million. Every woman deserves to look beautiful. At Birds Couture Boutique, that's exactly how you'll feel. Beautiful. Birds Couture Boutique is located at 147 Bank Station, Fayetteville, Georgia. Call us to schedule your personal style assessment, 678-545-1687. Or visit us online at lovebirdscouture.com. That's love, B-Y-R-D-S, couture.com. Birds Couture Boutique, where exclusivity meets the everyday woman.
This is Billy Bill.
Yo, this is Mac Dew.
Yo, this is Trust.
This is Farouk.
Yo, and this is Shannon Gill.
And we're High Five.
And you're listening to Real Talk with Michael McC.
Sports guy. Hey, Real Talk with Michael McFadden, show number 417. I love it when I just be talking and then I hear the unmuted sound. I love that. Show number 417, if you count. Hey, our sports guy, Keith Roberts, is coming up shortly. We're going to be bringing down the upcoming week in football. But first, since we're talking about football, you can check my man Maceo and Emmanuel Glaze out every Monday. Monday and Tuesday, 8 to 10 on Sensation Station Network. It is called The Crush, and tomorrow it is going down at Sweet Lounge, and Maceo is here to tell us all about it. What's up, Maceo? Maceo!
Mike, what's up, my guy?
What up, baby boy?
Hey, man, I can't call it, Mike. Hey, gearing up for a epic night of football tomorrow night at Sweet Lounge, man.
Boy, I love it when people start using those words like it's gonna be a movie, it's gonna be epic, and all that kind of stuff. I love hearing that because sometimes I just be thinking of like fireworks going off or strippers. That's the first thing that comes to mind.
Boy, you have no sense.
Hey, they invited you guys back down to Sweet Lounge, huh?
Oh man, this was crazy, Mike. The first one was so good. That they were like, dude, y'all have to do it again. You have to do it again. And the thing, we were like, well, you know, we can't do it every week, but we trying to pick, like, games. And what better game to pick than Falcons New Orleans?
No better game than that. This is our first divisional game of the season, and it's going up against our rivals. What's the latest on Julio? Julio playing tomorrow?
Well, he got off the plane. He said only way he won't play is if he's in a wheelchair, folks. Not in the wheelchair,
okay.
So it looks like he's going to go.
Now, you know what? As a Falcon fan, I'm going to be honest, Maceo, and you're a football guy. You know football. I would not have been mad if Julio would have sat out. I would not have been mad. With a hamstring injury, you just played on Sunday. You got a game on Thursday, so that means your next game isn't until next Sunday. I would have let him rest for 14 days. I really think that the Falcons could have probably beat the Saints without Julio Jones. Would you agree with me?
Mike, as a football guy, I totally agree with you. This is a game you probably don't need Julio. The way the Saints defense is playing, it's safe to say that you probably can win with Hankerson and Roddy and with the way
mm-hmm.
he's coming on their tight end.
And let's not forget about number 15, Williams.
Oh, yeah. He's come on strong. And the fact that Devontae is running the ball so well, give Julio a rest. I mean, to me, this is a game that I would sit him out because you're going to need him down the stretch because hamstrings funny. They can bother you all year if not resting properly.
Tomorrow, Sweet Lounge, ATL 375, Lucky Street Northwest. It is the crush of Sensation Station Network, my network partners. Man, I'm so excited to be back on the network. But, you know, I've just been testing it out. You know, I've just been rehearsing on Tuesdays. We don't go full-fledged until November 2nd.
I saw your picture on the big screen. Very nice, sir. Very nice.
Hey, boy, you missed out on Tuesday, but I had something for you Tuesday.
I saw, but I think she's gonna make up for it tomorrow night at Sweet Lounge.
Oh, okay, bet. That all sounds good. Now I told people, man, I had to make a confession. I don't know if you heard that last song that I played. That was actually Childish Gambino's rendition of Tamia's I'm So Into You.
I'm so into you. Yes, sir.
He redid that song. He did it his way. He did a good job. Y'all know I'm So Into You was done by Tamia, and then Fabulous did the song with Tamia, and then now Childish Gambino, a.k.a. Donald Glover, straight from Stone Mountain, Georgia. Here's my confession, Maceo. I honestly think that from a talent perspective, that Childish Gambino is more talented than Drake. Aubrey Drake Graham. I'm going on record to say that. He is more talented than Drake. I'm sorry. I just had to say that.
Well, Mike, I'm going to probably agree with you outside of the commercial success that Aubrey has. I have to agree with you.
Okay, that's what I'm talking about. It's three of us, me, you, and our producer, Nikki. She is on board with me, so I appreciate y'all, man. I love y'all to death. Hey, tomorrow, Falcons, Saints, Sweet Lounge. Tell everybody why they need to be down there, Maceo Hurd.
It's going to be epic. Don't hear about this one. Come witness it for yourself. Come see how the crush get down. Come see how Sensation Station get down. It's the crush, baby.
Hey, hold on. Before you hang up, let me just go through this phone line real quick. Make sure I don't see anybody else on the phone. Hey, I just heard that Mocha is going to be there and what's her name? Marika is going to be there. Boy, it is about to be, what'd you say, epic?
It's going to be epic, Mike. Let me tell you something. We just left Sweet. The guest list for tomorrow, amazing.
Hold on, I got to stand in line, Maceo. What time I need to be down there?
Mike, this was so crazy, Mike. And you're the first person that's hearing this because we hadn't even put the next flyer out. We're doing an open bar from 5 to 7 p.m., Mike.
Well, I'll be damned. Get off the line, Maceo. I gotta get me some sleep because it's gonna be a long day tomorrow, Matt.
I'm gonna hang up and listen. Thank you, Mike.
It's the crush on the Sensation Station Network every Monday and Tuesday. SSNATL.com. You can also check them out on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. All that good stuff. That's my partner, Maceo. What up, Emmanuel Glaze? Hey, don't go nowhere, y'all, because when we come back, our sports guy, Keith Roberts, is in the building. We're about to break down week 6 in the NFL. And if you ain't got the Falcons on your roster this year, hey, I think if we win tomorrow, I think we automatically in the playoffs.
Yup.
Hey, don't go nowhere. We'll be right back. Real talk. You ready, Nikki?
Harmony to me, escape your lips,
yeah.
There's no need.
What's up, everybody? This is Melissa Rose, and you're tuned in live with the hottest man on the radio, Real Talk with Michael McFadden.
Hey, guys, we're back. Real Talk with Michael McFadden, show number 417, if you count. October 14th, 2015. Hey, don't forget, next Tuesday, we are doing another test show. It's a dress rehearsal. Real Talk with Michael McFadden in the mornings on Sensation Station Network. Starting November 2nd, we'll be on Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 9. Bring you that same flair and all the other great things we do. I know y'all got Empire coming on, but guess what? I got our sports guy coming on. Oh, that's what it is. Okay, I see. Now I'm getting the messages. Ladies and gentlemen, he's been down with us for a long, long time as well. Not as long as CCG, but he's probably been here since show number 12. Ladies and gentlemen, he's in the building. My guy, our sports guy, Keith Roberts. What's up, homie?
Oh, what's going on, Mr. McFadden? Trying to get out of this madness of a fair they call this thing out here in Cummings.
Man, why didn't you tell me you was at the fair tonight, man? You could have took the night off.
Well, when we came, it was only supposed to be like an hour trip, and when the lines to get on a damn ride are like 5 hours, it took a little bit longer than planned.
Hey, man, that's good. So you know what we're going to do is short and sweet tonight. The Falcons go 5-0 after an overtime victory this past weekend. If Julio Jones doesn't play, can the Falcons handle the Saints tomorrow?
Yeah, I mean, I think you've seen the disarray that the Saints are in with their defense and obviously their struggles on offense. And I think if by chance he does not play, then I think Roddy Woods would be ready to step up and kind of take that position that he's always had there.
Now, the Dallas Cowboys are moving to Matt Castle at quarterback after losing their third straight game. Now, is this going to fix them until Tony Romo gets back?
Yeah, I mean, it's going to be a fix. I mean, I don't think until you get Romo or Des Bryant back that they're going to be making too much noise in that NFC right now. But, you know, anything can happen. Matt Castle's, he's a veteran.
Keith, did I lose you, baby boy? You know what? Keith is at the fair. And you know what? I'm about to let Keith do his thing at the fair. And last but not least, we're going to ask Keith about the Cubs. The Cubs, for the first time ever, won a home playoff series yesterday. And they now are the betting favorites to win the World Series, believe it or not. This will be their first World Series in 107 years. Let me see if we can get it back. Keith Roberts, you back with us? Nah, he gone. He done. Hang up on Keith.
Nah.
He's done. Oh, there he go. And I just, hold on. I think I hung up on him. He was at the fair and all that good stuff, so I may have lost Keith. I did. I'm doing too much. Yeah, I dropped his call completely. Yeah, I dropped him completely. My bad, Keith. Call back if you want to. All right, hold on. There you go. Keith, you back?
I didn't hear you say you weren't saying anything until I heard you say he ain't there, drop him. And I was like, yo, I'm right here.
Hey, how good are the New England Patriots, man?
Man, you got to that New England Patriots offense, as much as we hate to talk about greatness, Tom Brady right now is having stats better than his 2007 season when they went almost undefeated and he had Randy Moss as a quarterback. Through four games of the season, he's about 300 more yards passing than he had that year. And that year he had 13 touchdowns and 2 interceptions through 4 games. This year he's at 11 touchdowns and 0 interceptions. So you want to talk about him not having, the weapons that he's had or any weapons throughout his career. I mean,
mm-hmm.
I feel like he's still throwing to Wes Walker and Julian Edelman and who knows who's out there for him. They lost a lot of tackles. I was going to say they lost their left tackle, which will be kind of be a struggle for them. But just like anything else with Belichick and that Patriots team over there, it's going to be next man up, plug in and play. So I think they'll, as we saw, not that it did too much last game. I mean, Brady was sacked 5 times last game in the first quarter, and he was in there for all of them. But they went in, and no other team or coach is going to be able to make the adjustments that they made to come out in that second half. And they said, we're not going to let Whedon beat us. So if that's, if that takes a couple extra getting the ball out sooner, that's kind of you see he didn't get touched that second half.
I was going to say about the Patriots, man, the two things that you can always count on with the New England Patriots is Coach Belichick and Tom Brady, and it seems like everything else that fits in there is a piece into a system. I was asking the question last week, was Tom Brady the best quarterback of our generation? Now I think the question is probably more or less, is Tom Brady the best quarterback ever?
I mean, you got to put him up there, definitely top 4 or 5 right now. Ever, all time, probably top one they're playing right now. But he gets another Super Bowl under his belt, and he's going to be starting to be looked at, as you said, as probably one of the best ever.
Hey, I put a video up on my Facebook page today with Kobe Bryant. He was being heckled by somebody, and he reminded him how many championships he's had. Yeah, you got to check that video out. And I think that was done earlier this month. He just did it. Did you see it?
No, I haven't seen it yet, but I thought you were going to say you put the video up of him hobbling off the court last night again for your Lakers.
Hey, man, watch out, man. Last story before I drop you again. The Cubs, for the first time ever, won a home playoff series yesterday. Are they now the betting favorites to win their first World Series in 107 years?
Well, if you go by Las Vegas odds, they moved up in the as the favorite. But as you just said, they haven't won a series in 107 years. So for them to win two more, they're going to have to get past a tough Toronto team, I believe. And but they got Theo Epstein there, and he was able to secure the Red Sox curse of 86 years. And if he can somehow turn around and cure the Chicago Cubs' 107-year curse, he might as well just drop the mic and retire on top.
Hey, Caleb. Caleb was on his first fair ride today. Which ride was that, Keith?
I don't even know. Cyclone, Super, something. I don't like them things that go around in circles to make my stomach feel like that. And I don't.
You getting
don't
think old?
He was. Oh man, I can't ever ride them things. I just rode the little kitty roller coaster with him. I will not lie. That's about my speed. He had the little ladybug on the front, and yeah, I was good to go.
That's what I'm talking about with the ladybug on the front. You are stupid as hell. Hey, man, tell me about how to keep in touch with you, Keith Robert.
Hey, I make it nice and easy, / our sports guy, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter.
Hey, man, get out of here, man. Next time you at the fair doing the show, man, let me know prior to, okay?
you're doing it from everywhere. I've done it on planes.
Everywhere.
I've done it in cars. I've done it in Georgia Dome.
Snowstorms. It don't matter. I think one time you was getting pulled over.
Yeah, we won't talk about that time. I had to sit down with a Michael McFadden card to get out of that one.
Hey, but if y'all didn't know, the first time I ever went over to Keith's house to watch a Falcons football game, it was a season opener, and Keith had me drinking Bloody Marys at like 11 o'clock in the morning, which is, I mean, if you in Vegas is okay, but on air we did a show live, and we were getting a little lit. And shout out to Uber. I'm just going to throw that out there for no reason at all. But as the Falcons was getting their ass kicked in the second half, I decided to leave. And not only did I leave, I took my beer with me too, didn't I, Keith?
Hey, I will give you credit, though. That was before you could buy beer on Sunday. I hope now you beat that beer. Although with as much as I drink beer, you'd probably come back over now and it'd still be there waiting for you. This is good.
Hey, man, you get out of here, man. Have a great weekend. And this song is for you from Nikki. Yeah.
Go Redskins.
Yeah, go Redskins. Hey, man, I'll holler at you, man. Get out of here.
I'll holler at you. Have a good night, buddy.
No doubt. Hey, that's my sports guy, our sports guy, Keith Roberts. And no, Nikki, I'm not playing that. I got to say thank you to
I got to say thank you to Kimberly Green for hanging out with us. Our normal cast of characters, Niecy G and Keith Roberts, for hanging out with us. Don't forget, next Wednesday, we are back. And you can check me out Tuesday morning, Sensation Station Network, Real Talk with Michael McFadden in the morning. I know y'all trying to watch out some Empire, but just give me about four more seconds. Six more seconds until the verse drops. All right, I think it's about to come on now. Holla! Yeah!
I'm so emotional and all these thoughts been dancing on my head. Too long, too long, too long. And I wrote a song for you, I wanna sing to you. But every time I'm close to you, the words won't let them out, but I forget. It's so strong, it's so strong, so strong.
Oh, yeah.